Praise Jesus Christ of Nazareth, brothers and sisters. The Power of Christ Daily, the 28th of September 2015, Monday, titled Judge and Sent to Satan. Sent to Satan. It's a very alarming title, isn't it? Sent to Satan. Now what is he sent to Satan? That's why, brothers and sisters, the church, this I'm talking directly to pastors and church elders and those who are thinking of however small the congregation is or however large the congregation is, does not matter. What the truth has been to be spoken, truth must be spoken, because Jesus is the truth. We want to be in the truth. I am not holier than thou. I only declare my sins. Repeatedly I'll tell them, even in these segments, what kind of mess I was in. But then, after that, when I came to Christ, I want to obey Christ the way Christ wants me to obey, not the way my mind tells me, not my way the heart tells me, what other people tell me. What does the Word of God say? And in humbleness, first we humble ourselves to the Word of God. That's the true humility. True humility, brothers and sisters, is first humbling our mind to accept the Word of God as it is written. Not except only when we like it, when our heart agrees to it. Except only when we think, oh, we are not in that sin, so we can tell about that sin. When we are in that sin, we don't want to talk about that particular sin. No, cannot, brothers and sisters. Judge, finally, my body will die and I will face this Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So will you. So we want to come and stick to the truth. Why? Because we are ambassadors of Christ. Ambassadors of Christ will only do what the government tells you to do. Suppose you're ambassador from king of a country to another country, you'll only tell what the king and his government tells you to say. So, but this is, therefore, brothers and sisters, do not, some of you, I pray, you don't just move away from here because I'm showing you some things that are hard for your heart to accept or your mind to understand or mind to agree. You will say, this is nonsense, go. Don't, brother and sister, I'm showing you exactly scripture. You search the scriptures and you let the scriptures speak to you directly. So the title today is Judge and Sent to Satan. Now, earlier we also talked in 1 Corinthians 5, 9 to 11 with people doing all these things. Do not even eat with them. I made an error there yesterday. One is, I was talking about reviler. I was reading it as revelers. Revelers are the party makers. Party going hoo-ha, hoo-ha, big party, this and that. Those are revelers. But actually the word there was reviler. Reviler is actually abusing us with bad words, you know, cutting words. I was a reviler. You know, what happened? When I come back home, I don't physically abuse my wife. I do not touch her physically. But by words, I'll cut her, abuse her with words. And that's reviler. So if I was a reviler, even and called myself Christian, I must be sent out of the church. The people shouldn't eat with me. But thank Jesus Christ of Nazareth, he has changed me. So now, so the word here is reviler, not reveler. But there's another scripture for reveler. Revelers also, you shouldn't be reveling. That means don't go on party making. Don't do that. God says, the spirit catches you and they'll destroy your souls. Now, this 1 Corinthians 5, now I'm still now here, 1 Corinthians 5. Can you imagine? Yesterday we talked from 9 to 11. And then earlier we talked from 12 to 13. But today we're talking about 1 Corinthians 5, 1 to 6. 1 to 6, and I'm reading from New King James Version. It's the same, the Catholic version and the Amplified version and the easy read and all this. Please read the scriptures. Do not just move away from what I'm reading. Please. Because this is real Christianity, powerful Christianity, solid Christianity. Christianity that stands for what is right and does, but loves all, but cannot do so many things. God said, don't do that, means don't do. Why don't do? For our own selves. For our own self-case. For our family's sake. For our own salvation. The way God says, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. This is part of the working out your own salvation with fear and trembling. It's not just hearing the word and not doing. God said if somebody hears the word and doesn't do, he's like a man who saw his face in the mirror, and as soon as he turns from the mirror and goes away, he forgets what he looks like. Can you imagine? Now, 1 Corinthians 5, 1 to 6, the subtitle here in the King James Version is, immorality defiles the church. Immorality defiles the church. 5. This is actually reported. This is actually reported that reading from 5:1, verse 1. It is actually reported. This is Apostle Paul, no? Apostle, no? Writing this letter, epistle. It is actually reported that there is sexual immorality among you, and such sexual immorality as is not even named among the Gentiles. That a man has his father's wife. This Apostle Paul is a bit shocked. Apostle Paul says, it is actually reported there is sexual immorality among you, to this church he's writing, you know, the church in Corinth. And he said, a church in Corinth, and the people are the saints. The people who have accepted Christ, they are a church, and they're in Corinth. The church in Corinth, he's writing and said, there is actually reported that there is sexual immorality among you, and such sexual immorality as is not even named among the Gentiles. Among the unbelievers also, we don't hear this, he's saying. But it is there in this church. That a man has his father's wife. That means a son is now sleeping with his father's wife. Then the father's second wife, I suppose, I don't know. So this boy, young man, is sleeping with his father's wife, his stepmother. So Paul is shocked. And he says to him too, and you're puffed up. Wow, you don't care. You're puffed up, he's saying. And have not rather mourned. So he's saying, any sexual immorality in your congregation, he says, don't be puffed up. Don't think, oh, fantastic, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. I'm worshipping, I'm having this activity, and I'm having that activity. We are having all this. We are attracting, we are bringing souls to the Lord and all that. He said, don't do puffed up. But you have rather mourned. You have to mourn. You have to cry, he says. That he who has done this deed might be taken away from among you. God says you mourn. Paul is saying to mourn to God, and that this person who is doing this, take him away from your congregation. You have to be mourning, not puffing up and say, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. We have this activity, we have this drama, we have this. All this is Paul saying, stop this. 3. For I indeed, as absent in body but present in spirit, has already judged, as though I were present, him who has so done this deed. Apostle Paul saying, although I am not there in the body, in the spirit I am there, I have already judged this man who has done this thing. 4. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, when you are gathered together along with my spirit and with the power of our Lord Jesus Christ, deliver such a one to Satan for the destruction of the flesh, that his spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord Jesus. Your glorifying is not good. Do you not know that a little leaven leavens the whole lump? He's saying a little of this problem will make the whole church, can make the whole church into sin. Do you know? There's a little sin in the congregation, he says, will spread like gangrene and spoil the whole congregation. That's what's happening, brothers and sisters. That's what's happening. That's why I said that day. Now, let's see what he says again. You, when you're gathered, your church, when you're gathered, congregation with church, when the church, you're gathered. I in the spirit with me. Yeah? He said, when you're gathered together, deliver this person to Satan. How? He's telling them to deliver this man to Satan, no? How? You, in the name of Jesus Christ, he says, by the power of Jesus Christ, along with my spirit, with the power of Jesus Christ, deliver such a one to Satan. That means, the congregation can and must, he says, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord Jesus, I send this man, he's not listening, he's continuing doing this immorality of such high degree, send him to Satan, or we send him to Satan in the name of Jesus Christ. Can you imagine? Can you imagine, brothers and sisters? To send people, send a person who is going and doing all kinds of seducing the women, having continuing adultery, or stealing and lying and cheating, all going on. even that person, people, the congregation or the pastors dare not send him out of the congregation. They are not sending him out of the congregation, no? Never mind sending to Satan. But Paul is instructing them, hey, look here, he says, when you gather there, do not be rejoicing, do not be puffed up. You better be mourning and send this one to Satan. Why? There's a reason. Because a little leaven leavens the whole lump. A little thing will move like a gangrene and spoil the whole congregation. That's why he's telling. Brothers and sisters, this is a very powerful statement. Now, in 1 Timothy 1:18-20, I'm reading from the Catholic version, 18. I'm giving you these instructions. He's telling Timothy. Timothy, my child, in accordance with the prophecies made earlier about you, so that by following them, you may fight the good fight. He said, fight the good fight. Good fight is all in the spirit. I'm not going to take a physical. Our fight is not flesh and blood. Our fight is in the spirit realm. In words we speak in the name of Jesus Christ. Fight the good fight. 19. Having faith and a good conscience. What's the good fight? Having faith and a good conscience. These are particular things you need for the good fight. By rejecting conscience, certain persons have suffered shipwreck in their faith. Their faith has been shipwrecked, has been broken. Why? They rejected conscience. They're rejecting conscience. Now he says, Timothy, my son, but you must have good conscience. Some have, by rejecting conscience, have shipwrecked their faith. 20. Among them are Hymenaeus and Alexander. Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I have turned over to Satan so that they may learn not to blaspheme. So that they may learn not to blaspheme, not to insult God, not to insult Jesus Christ, not to insult the living God. What Paul has done? Apostle Paul has turned over these two persons, Hymenaeus and Alexander, to Satan. I wonder what happens when actually a congregation sends one to Satan. One of the things I would believe is there will be so much a trouble in their life because Satan will begin to whack them, steal everything, steal power, make them into poverty, no peace, no joy. Because sent to Satan, you can't have peace without God, without Jesus Christ, without real peace. So sent to Satan already, double of whacking left, right and center, stealing everything. And these people know some form of Jesus Christ. These people already know that Jesus Christ is Son of the Living God. Then Paul is saying so that their spirit, his spirit may be saved on the day of the Lord Jesus Christ. Perhaps they'll cry out to Jesus Christ with all his suffering one more time. And Jesus Christ, I know and I believe, will show mercy. Will show mercy. Now coming to us, brothers and sisters. Pastors and elders, please take note of these two scriptures. If you don't have courage, ask for courage from God to make sure that your congregation is safe from this kind of immorality that destroys congregation. All kinds of things, you know, in 1 Corinthians 5:11 it says, sexually immoral, greedy, idolater, reviler, drunkard or robber. Now, first like for instance, first we'll counsel them, teach them, minister deliverance to them, assign servants to help them. Now, if they continue doing it, continue, don't want to listen and all that, then this is the only option you have, to send them away. But then, if supposing you send them away, they don't go and continue damaging, continue seducing women, continuing adultery, continue pride, continue abusing people and all that, and they don't want to go away, then what happens? Then I suppose you have no option but to send them to Satan in the name of Jesus Christ, calling Jesus and say, Lord, this person we told them to leave, he doesn't want, because these people may be actually bullies, you know, sometimes may be bullies. So they may do all this, destroying lives, but may not move and you may not know what to do. So you better cry out so that the sheep are safe, that protect the congregation. Now, this it's the real word of Jesus Christ. This is the word of God. Now, some people, what they do, theologians, some churches, some pastors, they don't like to hear this, so they will use this scripture, that scripture, and say, no, it didn't mean that, it didn't mean that. Yeah, you can do all that. You may be doing all that, and it's fruitless. Why? Finally, the people suffer, the congregation suffers. And finally, when your body dies, you stand in front of Jesus Christ, and the question will be raised. Why did you do this? Why not listening to me and you destroyed so many souls? Offenses will come, but woe to the one who brings those offenses. So if I am as a pastor, I allow these things to go on in the congregation and I do not put my foot down, I am bringing sin to people. I am bringing sin to the congregation. And Jesus Christ will judge me, and it's better for the millstone to put around me and sunk into the depth of the sea than to face this thing, woe. Woe. Brothers and sisters, do not run away from scriptures. Boldly see this. Pray, mercy. If you cannot accept this word, fast. Now you're fasting. Why? Not to twist the arm of God to do something for you. You're fasting to kill your flesh so your spirit man will rise up. You're fasting to kill your flesh so your spirit man will rise up, and you rise up in boldness in the faith in Jesus Christ. In the faith in Jesus Christ. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, all of us will boldly rise up and humble ourselves to the word of God first. Amen.